Welcome back. We're up to Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 3, Mishnah 1 of Maseches Shabbos. The Mishnah continues, the Perek begins with discussing different types of stoves and what types of stoves are permissible to be used in essentially a way that going into Shabbos, having used them previously prior to Shabbos, you can continue to use them. So let's see the Mishnah has to say. There are a few different types of stoves that we will read about now. Says the Mishnah, Kira Shehisi Kuha Bekash Uvigvava. Let's say you have a Kira stove. A Kira stove, just to picture it, is basically like a rectangular shaped stove. The two pots can go on top of this that has a singular fire that burns underneath them. So fine. So if you have a Kira stove that was heated, here's the type of fuel that it was heated with. It was heated with straw or like chips of wood. Very minor type of fuel. Nosnim Aleha Tavshil. So you can place cooked food on it on Friday and let it stay there into and on Shabbos, and this is permissible because the fuel that we're talking about burns so quickly, too quickly to form any sort of a coal, so there's no concern that maybe I'll stir the coals, which will basically be the primary concern over here anytime you leave food on a fire into Shabbos. Begefes uveitzim, but let's say you have this Kira stove, and it was heated with pulp or with like large pieces of wood, types of fuel that do form into coals. So lo yitin, you can't place cooked food on it before Shabbos and leave it there because we're concerned then maybe you'll stir the coals on Shabbos, because you wanted to heat up more, to speed up some sort of a process. You could only leave it on if the stove that was heated with these two last types of fuel, if you shovel out the coals, meaning you remove the coals from the stove, or you put ash over them, one of these things will make it so there is no concern to allow this cooked food to stay in there from before Shabbos into Shabbos. Then the Mishnah has an argument, the machlokas, between the different types of food that can be left on this Kira stove before Shabbos, even if the coals were removed or covered. Beishamai, Omer Beishamai, say, Chamin aval lo tavshil, you can place hot water on the stove, but you can't put cooked food onto the stove. Ubeishil, remember Beishil, say, Chamin v'tavshil, no, hot water and cooked food is permissible to be heated up like this. Then says the Mishnah further, Beishamai, Omer Beishamai, say, Notlin aval lo mach, you can remove the food from the stove on Shabbos, but you can't put it back. So in other words, the Mishnah now is talking about an argument between Bishamai and, as we'll see, Beis Hillel, when it comes to using this Kira stove where the coals were removed, and the Machlokas, the argument essentially is about a cooked item that one left on the stove permissibly, which again, according to Bishamai, is just hot water, and according to Beis Hillel, it's even cooked food. So the question is, after you took it off the stove on Shabbos, can you put it back? So again, Bishamai, remember Bishamai, I say, you can take it off from the stove, but you can't put it back. You can even put it back onto the stove. That was Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah Beis then says further, other types of stoves, tanor shehisikuhu bekash uvigvava, if you have a tanor. So what's a tanor? A tanor, if you just want to imagine it, it's some sort of an oven as well that is narrow at the top and it widens out at the bottom. So think of maybe like a trapezoid sort of a shape, if that means anything for you. So tanor shesiku v'kashu v'gvava, if you have a tanor that was heated with straw or chips of wood, so lo yitin bin mitocho bin me'al gabavi, one can't put food either inside of it or on top of it, even though these types of fuel will not turn into coals, they still create some sort of like small flames or small embers, and we're concerned that a person might stoke these embers a little bit, and because this tanur is smaller, it maintains heat more and better, and so therefore that's why we're strict over here. And then the Mishnah now talks about a kupach. A kupach is similar to a kira, but a kira is rectangular with two pots that it could fit, and a kupach is the same idea, but just singular. So it's like a square. So kupach shesikuhu v'kash v'glava harizek kikirayim. A kupach that was heated with straw or chips of wood is treated like a kira, meaning just like a person can leave hot food on a kira that was heated with straw or wood chips. So a person can leave hot food on a kupach that was heated with these types of things. B'gefes uve'itzim harehu ketonar. But when it comes to being heated with these, like this pulp or these large pieces of wood, so in that case it's treated like a tanor, and therefore one can't leave food on a kupach that was heated with these things, even if the coals were removed or covered. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God bless. Next time I'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. Have a wonderful day.